Dissonance Media and the Other Stories presents. Step into the abyss of After the Gloaming, a gothic fiction podcast that delves into the depths of human emotion. Unyielding love, revenge, internal struggles, and restless souls await you in 9 haunting episodes, where dread, fear, and rare glimpses of eerie happiness linger. Dare to listen on your favorite podcatcher? After the Gloaming beckons. Search now, but beware. Innocence will be left behind.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
These aren't the stories your mother told you. No, these are the other stories.
Hello, welcome back to The Other Stories. These aren't the stories your mother used to tell you. These are much, much better. Better than the one my mum used to tell me about the time she got trapped in a jacket. The zip got stuck. It was a whole thing. Anywho, my name is Luke Condor. Condor with a K, it's K-O-N-D-O-R. If you didn't know, I am one tiny, teeny tiny part of the Hawk and Cleaver studio, and it's my monthly duty to wave goodbye to the previous volume, goodbye Dark Web, and hello to our next volume, volume 61, Sleep Deprivation, something I know all too much about because of my pet cat, who seemingly hates the idea of me getting a full night's sleep. You'll be hearing more about that very soon. This month we have stories from JT Shields, Mike Edward Evans, Dan Howarth, Cindy Gradle, and for the first time in over a year, me. I've got a story in the mix. I don't know, I was just feeling quite inspired. It's a new year, and I think the last story I wrote for the other stories was Impersonatoris Rex, which was back in June 2018. You know, it's a new year. I've been itching to get back into the TOS writing swing of things. If you're also wanting to write a little more, maybe hit me up. Let's talk about it. Maybe let's brainstorm some story ideas. I'll be well up for that. I'm on Twitter, Instagram, at Luke of Condor, Condor with Kate, or just feel free to email me, lukeofcondor@me.com. Yeah, or, you know, drop any of the Hawk and Cleaver accounts a line. We're on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. That's all of them, I think, right? I think there's some more social media places, but we don't worry about those. Not yet, anyway. Okay, so speaking of feeling inspired, I received an email from a listener, writer, and podcaster. I feel like I'm Steve Jobs about to unveil the iPhone. He's a listener, writer, and podcaster. Listener, writer, and podcaster. James Barnett, a.k.a. Jimmy Horrors. He's part of our Facebook group. I've seen him on the, you know, in the corners of the internet, sneaking around doing his thing. And he's been a listener for a little while, and he emailed to let us know that he was inspired by TOS to start his own podcast, and he did just that. He created a podcast called The Night's End. The Night's End podcast is a short story podcast with a focus on dark speculative fiction. It hopes to leave you wishing for The Night's End before each story is through. I checked out a couple of episodes and I really liked it. It's super well produced, great creepy stories, and kind of a similar vibe to the other stories, so if you enjoy what we do, I'd very much recommend checking it out. I'm all for more podcasts, more horror podcasts, more short horror fiction podcasts. A rising tide raises all horror podcasts. Thanks for getting in touch, James. I do love hearing about people starting their own projects, be it films, comics, podcasts, gardening projects, Warhammer 40k model painting, army building projects. It's all very cool to me. If you're a part of the TOS Massive and you've got a project and you'd like a shout out on the show, do let me know and I will do that, unless it's like a mass murdering project. I'll give it a shout out, sure, but I'll say it's fictional. I'm going to keep it on the DL to download. In other news, our latest Patreon exclusive episode just went live. Wallpaper, written by Jesse Krenzel and narrated by returning narrator Grant Patrizio. The logline here, a great deal on a home with a history is not always great. I've had some dodgy wallpaper in some of the houses that I've lived in, but nothing compares to the wallpaper in Jesse Krenzel's story, let me tell you. Or let Grant Patrizio tell you, actually, on the story itself. So go check it out. Go to patreon.com/hawkandcleaver. You can pledge from as little as $1 a month, less than the price of a cup of coffee. Helps keep us going. Helps keep us inspired to know that there's people who are there with us in this fight against ears that don't have earphones in them, which aren't listening to horror podcasts. And we're hoping that 2021 will be the year we finally hit the golden 100 patrons number. I think we're about 11 away from that. So if you're a person and you've got about $1 a month to spend, come and join us on the Patreon account and help us out. But we also managed to catch a couple of new patrons this month. They were practicing their parkour outside the HNC offices, and we had like a big net lying around. We keep it around for emergencies. And we caught these people mid-somersault. One of them we caught is Amanda Griffin, otherwise known as the Tony Hawks of the parkour world, because she was the first to achieve the 900, as in 900 somersaults in one continuous jump. I think we managed to catch her in our net around a 720 point. She was still going. She wasn't going to stop. Nothing was going to stop her spinning around like that. It was getting late, the shops were closing, and the lights were going out, so we thought, let's bring her inside. It's very nice to have you, Amanda. You'll have to teach me your somersault technique. I promise I will do my best to learn it. We also caught Diane Wingert, who is known in parkour circles as the human handstand, because she lives her life 99% of the time in a handstand position, going to work, driving the car, doing the shopping, all in a handstand. Thanks, Diane, for joining us, and thanks again, Amanda, for joining us. We very much appreciate it. Patrons get to enjoy a monthly exclusive bonus episode, ad-free access to our regular episodes, access to our Discord server, where they can rub digital elbows with the creators of the show, and also, whenever we launch a new project, new books, new exclusives, you'll get those. We had an idea, actually, recently. We're thinking of doing a kind of mini-documentary where we follow a story from submission all the way through the entire process, from getting picked, getting the contract signed, being recorded by the narrator, edited, QC'd, and then uploaded to the podcast feed. We thought that might be a cool little behind-the-scenes snippet, so that would be for our patrons. Also, I was sniffing around our podcast feeds, and I haven't really read any of the reviews for a while. I've read them, I've not read them out on the show. So I thought I picked a small handful here. We got a review from Anonymous 1982111. I bet you all know who that is. Left a review in December. Great stories and great storytellers. Easily one of the best short story podcasts around. Interesting variety of writers and narrators. A great host and a nice length. Not too short or not too long. I think he means stories, but it could mean me as a host. I'm not too short and not too long. Many people have told me that. I can easily binge on the back catalogue. I like the fact that each volume has a different theme and a variety of writers. Thanks very much, Anonymous 1982111, if that's your real name. Angie0314, in November, wrote, "The old mill was a rockin' good time. Laura Lantern's voice reminded me of a long-time radio host, Elvira. Loved it. Well done, TOS." Yeah, Elvira was completely what we were going for. I'm a big fan of Elvira. I think a lot of horror enthusiasts are. Fantasy enthusiast. Oh, this one's from 2017. This one slipped through the net. I think it went to maybe the Australian feed or something like that. Seeds of Spooky. This podcast has potential. I think it's going to get better. That was in 2017, so I can only hope, fantasy enthusiast, that we did get better. I think we have. I think we've got a bit more solid in our... I mean, you should see our production spreadsheet. It's a great spreadsheet. It used to be a bit willy-nilly, a bit freeform, but now other people other than myself have got involved with the spreadsheet management. And it, let me tell you, it's on point. It's a lot better. Big Fat Kev, in December, wrote, "Love a weird western. This was quality, quirky, weird western. Not sure if I'm using the review correctly, but this episode filled a gap in my soul." Big Fat Kev, I think you're referring to Richard Reynolds' story, Swift Bear and Laxon, Boss Dannon's Boss. That was episode 59.2. I'm going to let Richard know that. Richard's a friend of mine, and he'll be very happy to know that his love, that his weird western went down well. Also, if you're a fan of those characters, Big Fat Kev, you will be happy to know that Swift Bear and Laxon may be returning characters on the show. We might see a few more adventures from those guys, from those weird western chaps. Okay, that's enough reviews for today. I think I might pick a few handfuls out in the future. They're quite fun, and they make us feel a little less like we're shouting into the dark and that there are people on the other side listening and responding, and it's just nice to see. So lastly, remember to come and join the Facebook group. It's free. You'll be able to join in on the movie nights, the book club, Joshua Boucher's Choose Your Own Misadventures, and you know, I'll be hanging around in the shadows, practicing my handstands. facebook.com/groups/HawkandCleaver. So that's it. We're on our way through 2021. The system is in motion. The dance is in full swing. Kez, the editor, who is part hawk, by the way, and part-time butcher, is busy selecting choice story cuts for your consumption. If you're out there feeling a little alone due to the lockdown, then just know that we are here for you, making things just a tad spookier. And I'm just going to do a quick somersault. Easy peasy, somersaulty. Until next time.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.